Welcome to the Pump Rules Podcast. The show where cast and connoisseurs come to talk all things Vanderpump Rules.
I'd like to welcome to the ring Mr. Emilio Sparks.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. Thanks for joining me. We've been chatting about doing this for a while on Twitter.
I listen to the podcast. I get a kick out of it. It's one of those guilty pleasure television shows that I have. So I was like, once I found a podcast dedicated to Vanderpump Rules, I was like, sign me up.
You have to put some serious dedication into a show that some would call so frivolous.
It's so true. I was watching it with a few friends several weeks ago, and they were looking at me, and they were like, you really watch this?
I love that reaction from people. And then I also like to double down on that and tell people, no, seriously, this is one of the best shows that's ever been on television. And then if they're still disbelieving, I then go to like, no, it's up there with Sopranos, Six Feet Under. At that point, you got to commit.
Well, in the television hierarchy, you have like Bonanza, Doctor Who, Vanderpump Rules,
yeah.
You know, Monday Night Raw. So it's like,
right. Know. And speaking of Monday Night Raw, you are a wrestling fanatic, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, man. I do a wrestling podcast called Wrassle Rap with my co-host Kazim Famuidi. You can follow us on the Twitter and Instagram at Wrassle Rap, WrassleRAP, for more information on that.
Cool. And the Emilio Sparks Experience as well.
Yeah, that is a one-on-one. It's kind of like this, you know?
Yeah.
It's like an interpersonal podcast where you just talk about life and whatever. Like just a good conversation with complete strangers.
Cool. And how long have you been doing that?
Oh, man, I've been podcasting before. It was like the thing.
Yeah.
I was doing it in my parents' basement, maybe like in college, like 8 years ago.
When you first started it, what was the first podcast that you did? Was the Emilio Sparks Experience or was it the...
Yeah, that's just old, man. The Emilio Sparks Experience has just been old. It's just...
Gotcha,
At first, it started with 20-something guys talking about their dating lives. And then once we became 30, we found it was not cool to talk about our dating lives. So then we started to talk about the existential dread of becoming 30 and 40. So that's where we're at right now.
Cool. And actually, that has a nice parallel with Vanderpump Rules, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I'm looking at myself and I'm like, don't be Jax Taylor. Don't be Jax Taylor. Don't be Jax Taylor.
Seriously, because in every way, Jax just doesn't handle things the right way, right?
Well, you know, when a season starts, it's either going to be something really, really minute that starts it off, like a recap of, hey, this is what we've been doing since the following episode ended.
Yeah.
So let's catch you up on our lives of fabulous or great. Or you walk into a total poop storm where Jax, did he or didn't he hook up with somebody?
Yeah, right.
I was just shocked that they pulled the trigger rather quick and he admitted that he did hook up with somebody else.
That was kind of startling, right? Because usually he holds his ground, he digs in and he doesn't say boo. And he's really good at lying about that stuff.
You know, I really believe that guy can win an Academy Award for acting, because you really do believe, or he talks such a good game,
right?
You really start to believe that he didn't do. Why would he do this? They were just in Kentucky. He was talking to Mama about rings.
What was he saying? This doesn't make sense. You start to realize his tells with his lying around this season, I think, because it's so bizarre and it starts off so crazy. And that actually ties into a wrestling thing, right? So you got the heel. And how does it work again? Run it down for folks who don't know the wrestling terminology that well.
Okay, if you're a bad guy, you're a heel.
Yeah.
If you're a good guy, you're a babyface. Jax is a total heel. He's never had the babyface moment. He's been more like a tweener, where it's like semi-good guy, semi-bad guy.
Okay.
He's right in the middle, like that shade of gray.
Sure, okay. Now, what era of Hulk Hogan's, or when he was Hollywood Hulk, would that fall into?
Oh, okay. In 99, he was straight heel.
Okay.
In WCW.
Okay.
When he went back to WWF around 2006,
yeah,
he was becoming a fan favorite again, but he was still Hollywood Hogan. So that's where that shade of gray, where that tweener came in.
Okay, so I was right in my...
Yeah, you were right in that. Yeah.
Good. Because, yeah, Jax very much is the Hollywood Hulk. He's so charming that you still somehow, even at his worst... Well, maybe not his worst. In this episode in particular, when he is yelling over the Taco Bell, it's really hard to feel any good things towards him.
No, actually, I felt bad for him, because here you had your ex-girlfriend...
Yeah.
You had the woman that you slept with and cheated on your so-called best friend with.
Yeah.
And now you have your current girlfriend who you wanted to marry, all in the same room ganging up on you for your infidelities. So
yeah,
I kind of felt bad that, all right, this is his place too, and he can't even get a moment's peace here, where the Toms had to rent him a hotel room for a couple of days.
But don't you think that also when he comes in and the shitstorm is going on, that maybe just pop into the man cave, like say, hey, how's it going? I mean, it's not his way, but like with him this season, I keep seeing him thinking, you could, there's another option here. You could just go to the left.
Yeah, there's no other option, bro. It's just he walked in, they were there. He made a wincing face, and you just knew, like, I felt for him so bad because Kristen can get crazy, and Katie is just, well, she's just not the nicest person.
Especially when it comes to Jax. Like, she does not.
Oh, she hates Jax. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, my God. I just would have turned around. I would have walked right out. I just would have left.
Yeah, I think that's the move. And then, I mean, at least he goes to the man cave finally. But I think it's interesting that he keeps harping on this idea that, No, it's okay if Brittany says it, but these girls, and I know it can't be the most fun feeling to walk in and feel ganged up on, but I like how he also flips words around and he uses them incorrectly because he says he was just ambushed, which is actually not what happens when you come in and start yelling at your girlfriend and her friends.
Completely, completely asinine, bro. That's not how it works. You know, but those girls are like the witches of Eastwick, man. Like they're performing like candle lighting ceremonies and all this other stuff, and I'm just like, yo, I do not want to piss off Katie ever because she's lighting candles and doing voodoo, and they, at one shade or another, they've all seen Jax's penis. So I'm like, no, this is bad. Stay away.
Yeah, they can recognize it at a good distance. Tell me about when you got into Vanderpump Rules, because that's something we like to do with guests, to find out the first time you saw it and what you thought of it the first time.
Oh, man. It was, I think, season 2.
Uh-huh.
And I had the flu and I couldn't sleep all night. And Bravo just had a marathon at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, what is this? I strangely can't look away.
Yeah.
And so I took a pick of Sir, and I sent it to one of my friends who lives out in LA, and she responds back immediately. She goes, you've been bitten, it's over.
Yeah, she was right, because you know, that's the most common scenario I think that I've heard, that someone was sick or hungover or both, and then there was a marathon on.
Yeah, it goes back to when Skeena. Skeena.
That's
was,
all right. I mean, she was called Divorzo in this, so Skeena
was
another.
She was Divorzo for a little while. Yeah, Skeena. When Skeena was skinny chubby, so it was like that weird like area. Like one minute she had an ass, and then like later season she didn't have an ass, and you're like, well, where did that go? You know, so.
And now she says it's hard for her to keep on weight.
Okay, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, however you're doing it, good for you, but just don't try to call too much attention to it.
Yeah, let's not. Fall back.
Now, would Sheena or Skeena be a baby face or a heel? I have my own thoughts on it, but I'd like to ask the expert.
See, I mean, she's a flip, like I like to call a flip flopper.
Okay, yeah.
So one episode, she's all, oh, I'm good, I'm pure, I'm not evil. But then, like, you see her start, and we'll probably get into it.
Yeah.
Starts to, with Lala and what's going on. Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, you're instigating. You could be a heel at this point.
Yeah, you know, and she does, and she gets this thing. She gets this rabid, hungry look on her face. So actually, let's do that. Let's get into the breakdown of the episode. So one of my favorite things to point out is the fake music that they have, the like 20 little songs. And this starts with, and I like how they sort of tailor it to the tastes of the cast that they're going to feature at the moment. So Brittany is a huge fan of country music. So they open with this country pop number that's just basically like fighting, falling, crying, right? And then we just see them all hungover, really hungover, brutally hungover, trying to get water in. It's the day after the Fuck Jax party.
That was a good party.
It was a great party. And Katie and Sheena are crashed out on the couch, which is like a rare time to see Katie and Sheena together.
Yeah, exactly. Because there was a little beef there, too.
Yeah. And it feels funny, those two. I just don't see a lot of unity in the future. That's just my prediction. So Taco Bell, are you a fan of Taco Bell?
No, I'm vegan, so no.
Oh, you're vegan. So when did you become vegan? Or start being vegan? I don't know. What's the best way to say that?
No. When did you start to go down this path of just eating twigs and leaves? last November.
Uh-huh. What spurred it on?
I do Muay Thai and MMA, so I just wanted to be a little bit more healthier when making weights for certain competitions.
Did you find that it helped you feel a little sharper, a little more together?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have the bloatedness of eating red meat into my diet or chicken. Uh-huh. Like I felt less lethargic, and I was like, oh, I can actually do stuff and I have more energy to run 5 miles and not get gassed out. And, you know, I was under the preconceived Jersey Shore, Staten Island, New York mentality where you got to eat 9 meals and lift a ton of heavy weight. You know.
With lots of meat and carbs, right?
Lots of meat and carbs. And now it's completely different. Though, you know, I follow a real strict eating regimen and a real strict training routine. So I'm like, all right, this works. This works better for me health-wise.
So do you ever get out to LA or?
A couple of times. Yeah, I do. I do a lot of music stuff and I got a couple of friends. Yeah, I'm managing 2 artists. So when I come out to LA, it's like there's some cool spots. I like Creation. I like the shakes over there, yeah, like all that. Really, it's totally expensive, but hey, why not?
But you can get anything you want as a vegan. I'm not a vegan, but I love that there's every vegan opportunity.
Every option.
Yeah, Crossroads is a great place if you're ever.
I ate there and I had the Impossible Burger, which is really good.
That's what I had. Kristen is a big fan of that. Kristen, who we don't see a terrible amount of on the episode so far. I mean, we see some of her in this episode and the previous one, but
she's good in spurts. Just keep her in spurts. When it's Kristen heavy, I just can't.
Really?
I can't, because I want to root for her so bad, and I think she could be a complete badass, and I get a kick out of her so much. But when she starts to open her mouth, it's like, no, stop! You were winning. You had actually a valid point. Like, no, what are you doing? Why are you? No, don't say that. No, you had one. No. No, you had every right to be aggravated with Lisa. No, you were the victim here. Everybody plays you for the fool. No, you did sleep with Jax. Okay. Yes, you were completely insane with Tom. Yes, but Tom was also Tom, and he's real annoying. So, yes, we get it. Like, you had an actual validation, but once you open your mouth, you kill it.
So who's your favorite cast member then, if you have one?
You know, like, I get a kick out of James Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I used to be a young DJ back in the day, and I used to DJ nightclubs and bars and stuff like that. So it's kind of reminiscent of me. I didn't reek of douche, but like I understand, like, when you have a goal and you have a dream and you want to do that, that you want to chase that and you want to do anything imaginable and possible. And so, you know, you're good at network or whatever, but there really is an air about him. But I can understand why, because he really pulls tens. I've never seen James Kennedy not hook up with a 10. They're just dime after dime after dime after dime.
Yeah.
And I like his British sassy dry wit. And I'm just like, he's funny. I get a kick out of him.
So Kristen, though you like her in spurts, you would say, you know, she's a 10 as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I think, Kristen's very pretty. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I just wanted to get you on your spectrum of that. And so your favorite is James, and your least favorite is?
Oh, man. See, I don't really have one where I despise all of them, but
if you had to pick, at least.
If I had to go with one, it would probably be Tom Sandoval.
Really?
Not because of anything Tom Sandoval says, it's because of the way Tom Sandoval dresses.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more.
I like Sandoval as the person. I get a kick out of him. I think he's really entertaining. I think he's really, really funny. But some of the outfits just really aggravate me. Like when he was talking about how him and his girlfriend haven't had relations in quite a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I go, dude, do you see the hat you're wearing?
So you're not a fan of the wide brim hat.
I'm not a fan of the wide brim hat. And then when he cries for no reason, you see like the bronzer starts to run. I'm like, dude, you live in LA. Just sit outside for an hour every day and you'll have a tan. Like, there's no need to wear, you know, bronzer or guy liner or whatever it is that you're doing. Like, I'm just like, dog, you can, you're in shape, you're a good looking dude. Like, again, fall back with the bronzer and the silly, you know, oatmeal man hat. Like, you don't need it. Now, you don't need it.
What do you think of the paisley shirt that he's rocking for the interview moments?
Is he trying to be Prince? Like, what is he trying to look like? I don't get it. The masquerade shirt with the frills, and I could see him wearing that just on a Tuesday. Not even for the fact that they're going to a masquerade party.
Some say the sense of smell is the most evocative sense of all. It can trigger memories, feelings, and so much more. When you're hungry for the embrace of comfortability and aroma of familiarity, there's only one choice to make. Nostalgia.
My new fragrance, Nostalgia. It's not just a word, it's a feeling.
Nostalgia. from the mind of Tom Sandoval.
Nostalgia. Brought to you by the TomTom Corporation. Where smart is dumb and dumb is smart.
Do you have any other crushes on the show?
I love me some Stassi, man. You know, I like a take charge kind of woman. And I do find her to be real take charge, real ballsy. She's fiery. She's feisty, if that's the proper terminology.
Sure. Feisty's
for her.
Good.
I like her. I get a kick out of her.
Yeah.
I wish that she would have a better relationship than with the dude Patrick, but
yeah, let's get into that. What did you think about that date that we saw with her and Patrick?
I don't know, man. It's like one of those on again, off again, you know it's not going to work type thing. So why keep on going backwards? Like, you know, my favorite rapper, Ghostface Killah, once said in an interview, never go backwards. It's like washing your face with the washcloth that you washed your ass with first. So don't do it.
That's some good wisdom to impart to Stassi, I think, about that.
Yeah, like Stassi, don't wash your ass with the washcloth you're going to wash your face with afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, just go back. She's a real pretty girl. And, you know, I've listened to her podcast before, and I've listened to a couple other things that she was on, because I would love to interview her. And just to talk about that whole, the whole idea of celebrity, and then what does one do when they date, and who do they date, and why do they date, and how selective they are when they're dating with somebody. And I just figured, like, girl, get it together. Like, you're pretty. You got good hair, good eyes. You got good head on your shoulders. From what we see on television.
Yeah. And she's witty. I mean, you know, you listen to the podcast, you get a sense of her.
She's real funny.
Yeah.
So, like, she has good timing, too. So I'm like, wow, like, why? If it doesn't work out, just go forth and go do something else.
Totally. My theory is that she should go for a full-on comic or, like, some kind of sci-fi nerd.
You know,
someone who's way into the stuff that they do, like a video game developer or something like that, who's a total nerd. Because basically at the heart of it, she's a nerd.
Yeah, she is. She really is. Even the way she talks about certain things, like she couldn't put the batteries into the camera for Guillermo's party. And she's flipping out that she can't do this and that the fate of the party revolves around this Polaroid camera. No, girl, like, you actually organize and set up a pretty bitchin' soiree.
Right.
So just sit back and enjoy, and then let one of the servers put the batteries into something else, delegate the job. I watched the episode a couple times because it's always on Bravo. I found that very adorable. About it. I was like, oh, wow, like, this girl really... Like, you get to, even though it's on television, she's really legitimately flipping out about batteries being put in the camera the wrong way.
Right. She's got everything else handled. She's got the cake, the flowers, the specific cake that Guillermo wanted. And also, she's freaking out about all the things that she has to do, the camera, the flowers, etc. But, you know, if she was really going to murder somebody, she'd have to do a lot more.
The only one thing that I was like, ooh, why she do that was... She carried everything in, and she also brought her clothes in, and she changed in the, you know, at Sarah. But my question was, don't you want to go home and shower?
Right.
Like, wow, it's like, I would say, Stas, go home, go shower.
Freshen up.
Freshen up and then come back. That's my one thing. So if you ever interview her, be like, why didn't you shower in that episode?
Yeah, I will. You know, that's a good one. I will put that on the list for when Stassi's back on. That'll be a good question. I think she will be shocked that she didn't shower before the party as well. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting things that happened in the, let's say, the Twitter sphere or whatever since these episodes have been filmed. Namely, that Lala and Randall are fully public now. When we were talking about Sheena flip-flopping and trending towards the heel, give me your take on the scene at Lala's when they go over the whole thing.
All right, well, first off, I get a kick out of Lala. I think she's cool. But first off, I should say one thing. Fall back with the, you gonna get popped?
Like, yeah, that was my, I winced. You still talked about wincing before? I definitely winced for that.
That was douche chills. Like, mama, chill out. You're a girl with blonde hair and blue eyes. Who are you popping? I don't think you've ever held a burner before. So, like, what are you doing? Like, you know, just say you're going to, like, you know, claw her eyes out or something.
I'm going to get her. Isn't
she originally from the Midwest or something?
Same place as Katie, actually, Utah.
All right, so you're not popping nobody in Utah.
A lot of big rappers out of Utah, right? I mean, it's just filthy with rappers. And,
my God, it's just a sea of just urban blight.
People think Queens is full. No.
Oh,
Utah.
Utah, the Queens of the Midwest, the Queens of the Southeast.
Yeah, right.
First off, me personally, I don't know why they keep on targeting this girl if this is her relationship. And if the math seems to link up to me, if the guy was divorced 2 years ago and they just started dating a year and a half ago, or whether or not they were seeing each other, you don't know whether or not this guy was separated for X amount of time before he met this girl. So
right.
I can understand why she's irate about other people talking about her relationship.
Yeah.
And I would get annoyed if somebody kept on prodding into my relationship. And it's sure. always been Katie.
It has. It has. And my take on that is always that Katie just was looking for anything to get Lala on, because Lala was coming for her so frequently that it just reached a breaking point with her at the OK Magazine party at the start of last season, because yeah. the whole summer bodies thing, I mean, they would just be an extra. And before that, there was a whole Twitter thing where Lala was constantly going for Katie.
But see, I wonder how much of that is just for television, or how much is it that they actually don't like each other. You know what I mean? Like, that even stems back to when James was the heel and Lala was just making sure she was defending her friend, where they would attack them as well. Like, there were certain points where I felt that James and Lala were getting double, triple, quadruple teamed by uh-huh. that group, just because, like, it was just those two. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Sure. No, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. The one thing I'll say, especially because now knowing them personally, all the enmity and all the anger and all that stuff is very real.
Okay.
And then they didn't do anything to endear themselves to the rest of the cast. And also, you know, James can be the opposite of charming sometimes.
Yeah, he can. But also at the same time, too, I think that's what makes James charming, is because he's going to sit there and he's going to defend himself. I don't see that kid being backed into a corner and just tucking his chin. You know, if you have Sandoval and Schwartz and, you know, Taylor and all these other girls, like, coming at you 9-10 times, like, you're going to come back at them. Yeah, you know, so all right, was it a little douchey that he would pour the drink on them and call the other ones oinkers or whatever he said
yeah.
with that charming Cockney accent of his? Yeah, it was, but you know, at the same time, too, you have to defend yourself. And I think that they gang up on each other. And you're not even seeing it now, though. I think most of them know, like, all right, it's Lala, whatever. This is her thing. And that led to the whole thing where she told Ariana about what Tom hooked up with somebody. But this is what I think about that.
Yeah.
I think that, like, in his mind, that guy gets blackout drunk. There's
yeah.
no, like... Like, he definitely has a problem. Like, he definitely likes to hit the sauce, that kid. So I honestly believe if he was calling whoever that girl was Bubba,
yeah.
he must have been so ossified drunk that he had to think that was Katie. He had to.
And I've seen him in various states of disrepair, and he's really affectionate with everyone. Like, he throws his arm around. I mean, the classic kind of, like, friendly drunk yeah. guy. I find it a little weird that it's a friend of Lala's that has this ready story to go.
Yeah, magical, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so magically, coincidentally perfect. And also, Sheena is so excited about it. And her reaction is so poorly performed that I'm thinking, okay, so she knows about this and she's been hoping that it would come up. And she's just waiting to tell Lala that Katie said something about her.
She was at the ready, but what makes me laugh even more was that she didn't tell Katie that it was Ariana who told Katie.
Oh, right.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, wait a minute. I thought there was going to be a whole thing where it revolves back to Sheena, but right. Sheena walks out of this smelling like a rose.
Sheena does manage to slip and slide through a lot of things.
Oh, she definitely flip-flops. So I think yeah. right now she's, you know, real ambivalent to the whole thing. And then when something happens, it's going to be like, okay, is she going to say something snarky? Because I feel like Katie's going to come after Lala hard. And then the other two in that brood, Stassi and Kristen, their horns are going to start to pop out of their foreheads. And I think that's when Sheena's going to step in.
Because there's been some interesting stuff happening recently. It was all over social media. But Lala took a big trip with Randall, I think right before they made it public that it was Randall, that it was her boyfriend. And they took his private jet to Vegas with Katie and Kristen and a bunch of them. No Sheena, though. And so as soon as the photos posted, Sheena immediately started tweeting about how she would have loved to have been able to use the jet to take her luggage. Basically, why wasn't I invited? And you know,
yeah, she seems like that. Why? Because yeah. you weren't. That's why. So
right.
Stop.
We took you on a couple other trips, and now we're not doing it anymore.
You don't need to always come on this trip. You don't. Why? Why do you need to go constantly for? You went once. You went twice. Be thankful that you were able to go on a trip. Well, I've never been on a private jet, so you've already one-upped me, Sheena. Like, so you're good.
Right. Exactly. You got it. And now she, you know, Sheena's doing a gig in Vegas. She's doing a show called, I think, what is it? Sex Tips for Women, but Gay, Sex Tips from Gay Guy. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Sex Tips for Straight Women from Gay Guys, I believe is the name of it. It's a play that is at like sort of a dinner theater type of thing in Vegas. And she's taking over the role originated by Kendra Wilkinson.
Mm.
Anyway, she's going to be doing that for 5 months. So that should be interesting.
Got to add that on my list of things to do.
Right. You know,
in 2018?
You were looking for something to get you out to Vegas. Finally, there's something interesting enough.
Yeah, who needs an MMA fight from UFC? Let's just go see this.
This segment brought to you by the show that's bringing the shenanigans to Vegas. Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man. Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man is the perfect Las Vegas show for girls' night out, guys' night out, and bachelorette parties with its funny, relatable, and absolutely must-see star power. Following its record-breaking Broadway run in New York City and subsequent sold-out tours across America, this comedy now shares its upbeat brand of comedy and titillating tips in a sparkling production at Paris, Las Vegas. Sheena Shea and co-star Chester Lockhart fill the mighty shoes of Kendra Wilkinson Basket and Jay Rodriguez to shed some light on your sex life for 5 months starting on January 4th, 2018. The popularity of this production is no surprise, given its source material is the international best-selling book of the same name, which has been published in over 50 different countries and translated into 17 different languages. Get in on the sexy fun with tickets from showtickets.com or Groupon. It's the only show in Vegas that not only offers advice, but advice that keeps on giving. Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man. Get your tickets now.
Are you familiar with Fire Sauce?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just extremely... I don't know what they make with it, but I know it's extremely hot.
Do you like spicy food? Or are you a spicy fan?
You know what? Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I have real severe food allergies, so I'm So I'm real particular about everything that I eat. I don't eat fried food, and I don't eat spicy food just because I guff a bit. They put something in it, and I don't have an EpiPen. I'm dead. So I'm like...
Yeah, yeah, that's a good policy. So vegan with heavy food allergies. So you can eat one in every 20 restaurants.
Legitimately, I have to, especially when I go on dates, I have to grill the waiter. And I'm like, listen, I don't mean to be a douche. And I apologize in advance, but there will be a good tip for you at the end of the night. But I have severe food allergies. Here's what I'm allergic to. Is there anything in this restaurant that will cross-contaminate and I will die?
So
that's what I tell them.
So yeah, especially on a first date, you got to make that really plain, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then they watch as the food comes to the table, and they get really, really nervous, and then they get nervous about what they want to eat because they don't want to have like the they think it's airborne. And
sure. Yeah. Some cross contamination because it's on the same table.
I'm like, no, girl, don't worry about it. We're good. You're all right.
Is it a nut allergy one of the allergies?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So can you have anything on the table, or that's the one that can just, it can transfer?
That's the one that, that does me in.
Okay. So is that an airborne thing?
I would assume so. I mean, I'm exposing my underbelly on this podcast right now.
If someone wants to get you.
You know, Tom Sandoval one day is just going to throw peanut butter at me because I talked about his hat.
If Lala wants to pop you, she knows exactly how.
You want to get popped with peanuts, son?
I do like how Ariana just tries to lighten the mood, but she's like, I want to get popped.
I want to get popped.
Yeah.
It's like, well, because you had nothing. You couldn't help but laugh at that specific moment. Like she could have said 1,000 other things.
Yeah.
But the sheer fact of the matter is that she actually did pistol fingers.
Yeah.
I giggled so hard. And I'm a grown man, and I'm giggling at a grown woman making pistol fingers trying to talk gangsta.
I think the only thing I found more ridiculous was her strange Katie impression. I don't know what she was like, I read that on the something. And I thought, like if you can't do a good impression of someone, just try to not.
No, Katie's just real monotone. Every other word just stretches out. So what a lip smack kind of thing. So it's just like that should be your Katie impression.
Later events in the episode remind me of when she was talking to Schwartz, I think 2 seasons ago. When the first cheating thing happened, when he had to reveal to her in the bar, I did hook up with this girl. I can't remember. They flash back to it in this episode. And later they go to the apartment and she's sitting there just going, What is it, Tom? Are you just dumb?
I agree with her, though. I think he's just stupid. I think he, like we said before, to circle back, you know, you said that he's a lovable drunk, which I would have believed, but I also think that he's a moron. And it's just like, especially when you get drunk, you get even stupider, which is all right. You wow, man. Like, damn, bro. You're cheating on Bubba not once, but twice now.
Tell me more about your feelings on Schwartz.
I get a kick out of him. I like the bromance between him, Jax, and Sandoval. I think they really are ride or die friends. No matter what, like, these guys do to each other, they always continue to be friends with each other. So
yeah, exactly.
I do appreciate that camaraderie, because your lives are so micromanaged on television that you got, no matter what you do, there's always going to be this underlying friendship, no matter how many times one of them screws it up. And it's always Jax that screws up the friendship, but you can tell that they really do have a genuine love and bond for each other.
Yeah, it is really touching.
I think that they all have drinking problems. It just, I could see that, and that just doesn't come from a guy that's also straight edge.
It adds a different layer to watching the behavior on the show.
Yes, it does. So I sit there and I watch, and I'm like, all right, well, clearly it is. Listen, before I became straight edge, I used to wear my party shorts like, you know, Tom Schwartz. But but you realize, like, wait a minute. No, I've seen this before. Like, I get it. Like, you know, it's not that you're a functioning alcoholic or you're an alcoholic at all. But, you know, every time I've seen you on camera, maybe with the exception of two or three times, you've always have a drink in your hand or you're insanely bombed. And I just think that he loses his sight of where he is, what he's doing, who he's with. So again, to see a girl that kind of has a similar look, they don't look exactly the same, but they have the same features, dark hair, dark eyes, big lips, you know, similar physiques, where you would probably be so drunk like, oh shit, that's my Bubba. So I'm going to hook up with my Bubba, you know? So yeah, I could see where the intelligence is low in that factor. As a businessman, I don't know, because him and Sandoval really talked themselves out of a higher percentage for working for the restaurant Tom Tom with Lisa and Ken. So literally, if you watch that whole meeting, they talked themselves up to a frizzy, and Lisa called it. She knows her guys. She knows her kids, I should say, because I literally believe that those are like her children. And they work themselves up to a, like, just like a lather. And I'm like, no, guys, just go in there and don't say a word. Just listen to what Ken and Lisa have to say, because they've done this so many times to the point where they have swans in their front yard. So, like, just listen to them, smile and nod. And then if they want you to buy in for $100,000, buy in for the $100,000. Even if you have to take a loan out, you know you're going to, however long that business would last, you're going to make it back, especially if they said like 5 to 10%.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, just shush. And then they talk themselves out of a higher percentage. And then Ken was just like, all right, whatever. Just give me $50,000 each and with a lower percentage and just work your asses off and do what you do. Ken's a scary man.
Isn't he? Because he looks almost like he's asleep on that in that scene, but he's not.
Yeah.
And then I like the secret discussion that he has with Lisa. He just cups his mouth and just starts mouthing things to Lisa. And
that's just such a badass move, man. And I'm like, this guy's such a shrewd businessman. He looks like he's half asleep, but he's listening to everything, and he's smart because he lets his wife do all the talking, and then when he needs to come in and drop the hammer of being a disciplinarian to, quote unquote, her kids.
Yeah.
Specifically when James was drunk and being a little boisterous to Lisa.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Ken came in and really was like, dude, I will kick your ass. You know, so the same way with the Toms, I felt they were a little bit disrespectful and negative when they were in the what would be Tom Tom.
Sure.
And they were just like, oh, can we do this? Are we going to do this? What do you expect of us? What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. If a woman comes to me, a multimillionaire, her and her husband, self-made, and they're coming to me saying, we want to have a restaurant and a bar based on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you guys run it and be the faces of it.
Yeah.
I'm jumping in.
Yeah.
Obviously,
no questions asked, whatever you want, we're into it.
Well, obviously you have to do some due diligence, but
well, of course.
But for the most part, if they're legitimately telling you, listen, we get a kick out of you two together are like that, like Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello, Drama and Turtle.
Yeah.
You know, like things of that nature. Like, yo, just go with it. Just go with it, because it's going to be something that could obviously work to your advantage because you're on television. But I think what they are, and they're the perfect, especially like around my age too. I think they're my age. It's that we all overthink, and
sure,
we talk ourselves out of something,
yeah,
or whatever little insecurities we have at this specific moment in time. We talk them up to be these big hurricanes,
and we voice them sometimes when we shouldn't.
And yeah, and I think that's the problem. I think they were very, very vocal at the wrong time. And she had buyer's remorse,
mm-hmm,
but she knew that she wasn't going to pull the plug because, again, she's like a mother to these kids.
Yeah.
And the show wouldn't revolve around her if it wasn't for these kids, because Lisa's just a nice little cog in this moving wheel.
Yeah, and she was smart enough to see this whole dynamic in front of her.
In my opinion, Lisa Vanderpump is the son, and then everything else revolves around Lisa Vanderpump.
Right.
The son is always going to be there.
Yeah.
But now the planets and the asteroids and all the other moons and the stars, that's all – that revolves around her. So let's just film that.
Right.
And then she could come in and then just drop her knowledge bombs whenever she needs to. So to see her do that, it's just like, guys, you're going to be in a good position. She's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Don't pull the typical millennial, oh, woe is me. What are we going to do? How do we do this? How do we do – I mean, you're driving around in a Mercedes-Benz, for Christ's sake. I don't think like – and I don't like to put my hand in any other man's pocket, because I would never do that. It looks like it's a nice model too. It's like a higher-end Mercedes-Benz too.
Yeah.
So, you know, God bless. Go do what you got to do and work. What did they call it? What was that word? Sweat equity?
Sweat equity. That's right. Yeah, sweat equity.
I don't think that really exists in the business world, but Ken was just rolling his eyes like, all right, guy, whatever.
At least though, Schwartz was trying to like mediate the situation, because Sandoval at first really put his foot in it. At the beginning. And
yes,
then Schwartz, who like is Mr. Anxiety, that was just,
yeah,
enough. I mean, he gets the hair twists. He starts twisting the hair and shuffling back and forth. I like that Lisa called it. What are they doing? What are they outside? Are they just giving themselves the nervous trots? And
she knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
Because you saw he had those tics, the hair
oh,
fidgeting.
Oh, the hair thing,
and
the
moving around and walking back and forth and constantly like shuffling his hands.
When
so,
he's stuck
yeah.
in a chair, like outside, he doesn't quite know what to do with that anxiety. He just sort of goes back and forth a lot.
He's rocking on the yeah. chair as like Ken and Lisa are having that little discussion in private when Ken like, you know, cups his,
yeah.
his hand to his mouth. You could see him having like this, like just this nervous tic.
Yeah.
And he's, Sandoval's looking at him and they're looking at each other. They don't know what to do. But yeah, I think they talked themselves out of what probably could have been a more lucrative percentage of the business.
Yeah. Are you excited to check out TomTom when it finally gets put together?
I mean, do I really want to go to that in LA just because it would be a tourist trap? I don't know. Maybe.
Have you eaten at any of the restaurants?
No, I haven't. I haven't been out there to. I've been out there, but I haven't had a chance to sit in a restaurant.
Interesting.
Besides,
yeah.
again, I gotta look at the menus too.
Well, also you're vegan and straight edge, so it's like, you know, those
yeah.
restaurants are kind of about the drinks and the whole
yeah.
vibe.
I don't need a Certini or whatever it is.
This segment brought to you by Tequila Tom.
Tequila Tom.
You didn't know it was a two-way street. Tequila Tom coming back this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
The big thing that happens at the party that Stassi puts together is, as we were saying, Ariana gets to take Tom out in the alley for the first big alley discussion of the season.
I love the alley discussions.
The alley is the best, man. When my mom was in town,
you took her to the alley?
Oh, yeah. She was so excited. She was like, can we go to the alley? I was like, oh, of course. Took pictures. You got to go to the alley.
All right. I'll put that on my list now, right under Sheena in Vegas.
That's easy, though. The alley, you can actually go access it through the back parking lot. So say you don't want to do the whole restaurant thing. You just sort
yeah.
of go to the back alley, take some pictures, and you're good.
All right. I'm going to do this whole big mishagog on my Snap story about it, too.
Perfect. Yeah.
First off, I thought she was – and I like Ariana. I think sometimes she can be a bit stoic, but – I feel like she was like, all right, let me pull you aside privately. Let me tell you what's going on. And at the right place, at the right time, you tell your girl
yeah, right.
what happened.
Right, right.
But that doesn't happen. Schwartz is himself. And right then and there at the party, it just the atomic bomb just goes off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, no, dude, you could have did this at home. You could have been like, Bubba, here's what's going on. Let me just give you a heads up before people start talking, because Katie says it. Now everybody knows.
Yeah.
Now everybody
right,
knows.
Right, exactly.
And She's like elongating the end of nose. Now everybody knows.
Especially when she hears, wait, who is it? And Lala's friend. And then that's it. The math for her, boom, everybody knows. Everyone already knows.
Over with. It was just done. That was it. And you know what? Lala meant that. You know what she did? She popped her.
That's right.
Metaphorically popped.
That's right. She Vanderpopped her. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. But yeah, she did. She did. And now we look forward to next week's episode because it's like, what do we do? Are they going to argue again? Do they go home? Does he go and stay with Jax in the hotel for sorrow? Like, where are they going?
Right. Like, and also, Schwartz's handling of it is so bad. When he says, I had to write down a couple quotes verbatim because it's just so stunning. Because, you know, we see two guys, two very different guys. I mean, yeah, they're really good friends and they're hanging out. But like, in the way they handle crisis and in the way they handle their partners, they're very different, except they mishandle this kind of stuff so badly, but in different ways as well. Then there's Alley part two. There's the big confab in the back with all the ladies. And Schwartz walks out, and instead of being like, I'm so sorry, immediately goes, don't get her all riled up. Which,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, wrong
again.
Thing to say, buddy.
right. Gee, what's going to make all the women mad at you? Probably that. And then also, come on, talk to me, dude. Have some fucking perspective to Katie.
Yeah.
That's another great one. Really good.
Listen,
yeah.
your girl is the alpha in this relationship. She's been eating out of your bowl since season one. Do you really think you need to tell your wife, have some fucking perspective? No.
Yeah, no, not at all. And he is in an indefensible spot because he just can't remember it, even though the story might be bullshit. We don't know. But it's all being laid on Katie right there in front of everyone. And then Lisa has to deal with the fact that her new business partner might be a blackout drunk.
I think she knew that already, but you
sure.
know. It stems back to their bachelor and bachelorette party in New Orleans. It stems back to when he was in Vegas in 2014 when apparently he hooked up. And listen, first off, this guy is a pussycat and an angel if all he's doing is just making out with a couple of people drunkenly like a high school kid going to a dance.
Yeah, right. Because typically that's not the situation. You're in that kind of state of mind.
He's not pulling a Jax Teller. Like, you know, Jax is...
Yeah.
Jax is going in. Jax is going to play in the deep end of the pool.
Oh, yeah. He's fuck first, kiss later. Yeah.
So he's not pulling a Jax Taylor. So, like, he should be, like, commended. And, like, all right, if it was just a little peck on the lips, I can understand it. Maybe he's just a serial hooker-upper. Like, he just likes to kiss women. Maybe that's just the way he is. Again, I just think he's dumb and he probably mistook the woman for Bubba. Because she said it. She goes, he kept on calling me Bubba.
What did you think of the preview for the next episode?
Oh, I'm ready, man. I got the popcorn on the side. I'm ready to go. You know, I hope there's another alley, you know, confrontation.
Powwow, yeah.
I need a powwow in the alley, man. You know, like, I want one to come to blows, actually. We've never actually seen a physical fist fight.
You're right. Because the alley is so full of tension. You think it's going to go there. I also like how they have to adjust the lighting, too, because the lighting is so... Really, when you see the alley...
It's an alley.
It's a fucking alley. It's really not... You're like, there's nothing that different. And when they're showing Schwartz and Ariana, I mean, it's heavy yellows, and like there was heavy color grading going on in that.
Yeah.
Because they have to correct it, because the lighting sucks back there. You'd think that they put something in, but no.
I look forward to it. I think she's going to be real Katie about it. I think she's going to be real argumentative and confrontational. And I think her and Lala are going to go to heads about this. I don't think it's just going to be a one and done type thing like it was with the way like the Jax didn't cheat. You know, I think everything in this season is let's admit it and then work from the wreckage from there on. Now, whether or not they build off that is going to be on them and only time will tell. And yeah, that's what I look forward to. I want to see more of this bromance between James and Jax as well.
I really am enjoying that as well, especially that they drink absinthe and appear to hallucinate. Jax at one point says, I want to ram my head through that wall, I feel like it'll be okay. He always wants to do something really destructive.
To himself.
Oh, yeah. To himself. Right, because what is he doing even with the Britney thing? It's a self-destructive thing. Like, did he really want to have sex with Faith, or did he just want to screw everything up?
Self-destruct. Just do it that way. That's what I would do. Just self-destruct, Jax. Yeah. Ram your head through the wall.
Ram your head through the wall and
use James Kennedy as a bat. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
I like how they confused the Madonna syndrome. There was a whole thing. I think the Madonna whore complex,
yeah,
I believe, is
Madonna
what it's
Madonna whore complex.
Complex. So then he says the Madonna syndrome, right? And then then James mixes in the cake thing. So it's like a Madonna cake syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You completely off base with that. Like figure out one.
Yeah.
Mess
right.
up one and don't include a cake because there's no reason why to add baked goods into this situation. You know what? I would like to see more of Ariana's equestrian side. I want to see her ride more horses and see Tom wearing that stupid hat so I could tweet about it.
Maybe he'll add to his hats. Maybe there'll be more hats.
You know, one can only hope. You know, he is the gift that keeps on giving. His haberdashery is the gift that keeps on giving.
That's true. And on that note, Emilio, I really want to thank you for joining us on Pump Rules Podcast, and I hope to have you on again.
Please, man, keep me in mind. It was a great time. We talked about the alley.
Find us on Instagram and Twitter at Pump Rules Pod, or go to pumprulespodcast.com for more information. Email pumprulespodcast@gmail.com and follow on Facebook at facebook.com/pumprulespodcast. Thanks for listening and see you next time.